Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, July the 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Got a good meeting with the Lord ahead of us. Dad is joining me for, we're going to sing a big, great hymn today together. We're going to dive into the story of the demoniac. And it's going to be good. We're going to see Jesus this morning. So let's begin by turning our eyes upon him, by praying consecration, entering in together. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled On Becoming the Kind of People Who Don't Give Up on People. In our text, we're reading Mark chapter 5, one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible right here. Mark chapter 5. This is my great awakening chapter. Just absolutely changed my life. We're going to read, I want you to read the whole chapter today, and then we're reading verses 1 through 8 together. Hear now the word of the Lord. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For Jesus was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Wow. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We're moving into a series of stories at this point in Mark's Gospels that I would label as, quote, impossible situations. Today we see a man possessed by a demonic presence. The demons had literally driven him insane. They drove him into an exilic place of death, a graveyard. How much further from life and light could a person go? This was a person who had been written off, discarded, and left completely alone. Not only could he not be helped, he could not be restrained. He was completely disconnected from people and was totally at odds with himself, cutting himself with stones. We're looking at an extreme case. An impossible situation. How will Jesus respond to him? Now, here's what I find most interesting about this part of the story. The demonic spirits drove this man to the most isolated place on earth. This is the gravity of darkness and death. Now, with the entrance of the presence of God, the gravity of the Holy Spirit overwhelmed the gravity of the evil spirits and literally pulled this man to the very feet of Jesus. No one could restrain this man, yet the Spirit of God seemed to move him almost effortlessly to the feet of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, through the person of Jesus, and now through the body of Christ, walks right into the midst of the darkest places, into the most impossible situations and hopeless causes, and sets captives free. The Holy Spirit, who is in you, is infinitely more powerful than the evil spirits who are in the world. The Holy Spirit never gives up on people, no matter what. And when the Holy Spirit has full reign in us, He makes us the kind of people who never give up on people, no matter what. The question we must answer is, do I want to become the kind of person who never gives up on people, who will believe beyond belief in the possibilities of God for anyone and everyone? These are the kind of people the Holy Spirit searches to find. To become this kind of person requires a willful decision on our part. It will mean being transformed into the shape of the love of God. That's the shape of the cross. We aren't responsible to solve the problem, to remember a couple of days ago. We're not responsible for the person and their situation. We are responsible to show up and to be present to Jesus in the presence of people facing impossible situations, and to be ever saying, sometimes aloud, other times under our breath, "Come, Holy Spirit." Well, how about that? How do you like them apples, sower? It's challenging. I mean, let's be honest. We have all witnessed these, I mean, maybe not this drastic, but we've been in these situations, severe mental illness, like unstoppable drug addiction. People who are just unhinged and off the rails. And I mean, we've tried to help. We've done above and beyond in many cases. And it just doesn't seem to work. We lose traction. We lose, and if it's in the family, we can just really lose our mind. And a lot of you right now are dealing with this. And I feel like some of you are prone to just taking on shame and thinking, "Oh, I quit. I quit on them. I shouldn't have given up on them." And that's not what I'm trying to say here. I get it. I've been in these situations very up close and personal. You know that. And I can look back and say, "My gosh, did I ever fail there? Did I just couldn't? I couldn't right the wrong. I couldn't persevere." We got to let that go, okay? We got to forget the former things. We can't dwell on the past. We did our best, and we couldn't fix it. And it's not a failure. It was what it was. But the Lord is calling us now. He said, let's circle back around. Let's learn from this. And let's begin to see how you might come at this a little bit differently. Like, not me coming toward that person, but me coming with Jesus toward that person. Me coming unto Jesus. I'm going to give you a quick word here. It's going to be a mind blower, but this is one we'll wrestle with for a long time. At least I'm still wrestling with it. I used to think my work was unto people for Jesus. Like I'm working for them, unto them, for him. It's completely flipped on me. I'm now beginning to learn to do my work unto Jesus for people. Right? It's the difference in being responsible for people and becoming responsive to them, because my orientation is to Jesus. He is the one I am unto. It's like holiness unto the Lord. I'm ministering to him, and he is actually doing the thing through me responsively for them. Unto him for them, not unto them for him. Okay? I'm just going to have to leave it there. We got a lot going. We got a lot left on the plate this morning, but that's a big one to begin to ponder and pray and ask Jesus to interpret for us. All right, let's sing our prayer. We've been singing this every day. It's in the hymnal if you need it. You're learning it by now. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. I could hear you singing that. That's a yearning song. We just want to lean in with that song. That's one to sing throughout the day. Okay, let me give you a couple of journal prompts. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind impossible situations in your own life or in the lives of others in your sphere. I just want you to write them down. Write them in your journal. Don't got to write a lot about them. Just note them. Bullets. And then I want to ask you, how are you dealing with these impossible situations? Are you giving up? Are you grasping for more love? Are you learning to make the shift unto Jesus? This is not unto. So often we just go straight to them and we say, Jesus, help us. It's like we're doing this for you, Jesus. We got to shift that. We're going unto him for them. And he's going to lead us into these scenarios, not based on our capacity, but his. This is a journey of transformation that leads to demonstration. Okay? This is different, I'm telling you, but you're ready to go there. And sometimes that comes the third question. Could these situations be a test to see if you'll give up? And remember, you're not the solution. You're not even bringing the solution. Jesus is just bringing you and bringing himself through you. All right, it's time for us to sing. Dad's here. We got a big one today. Here we go. All right, everybody. It is Thursday, and we are making our way through the Gospel of Mark. And we're singing our way through some of the great hymns of all time. And today we've got one of the classic, one of the standards that we're going to sing. What is it called, Ed?
My Hope is Built. That's yep. The name of it. But My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness.
Yeah, oftentimes this one is called On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand.
Yep, yeah.
And so we're going to sing all four verses to it together. And it's just, we've been out into the, today in our text, we got in the boat with Jesus, and Jesus, he left everything behind. He crossed the lake. He went to a cemetery because there was one man there who needed him. And he, that man was filled with demonic spirits. And Jesus, the closer he got to him, the more the demons started hollering at Jesus. And he said, let him go. He sent him out. And he restored that man that nobody could help. Nobody could help him. And it just, reminds us that you and Jesus are a majority.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're standing with him, you're on the solid rock.
Amen. If you're not, you're not.
Where are you? You're on the sinking sand.
Yep.
But if you're standing with him, you got gravity.
Yeah.
He's holding you, and he's going to do things through you. And
right.
That's why we're meeting here every morning with him, to reestablish our center of gravity.
Right.
So that we can stand firm. That's what we're singing about. What's our page number?
102.
102. We're going to sing all four verses. This is a winner. They're all great, but this is one of the greatest of all times. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oars, his covenant, his blood, supported in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and sway. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Last verse. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
Well, you know what I love about a lot of hymns? They'll have a couple of verses in here, like number two, when darkness veils his lovely face. And then in every high and stormy gale. And then his oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood when all around my soul gives way. What these songs are saying is that you're going to have problems.
Right.
Things are going to go wrong in life.
They may be going wrong right now.
They are for people.
In your life.
And some people are still trying to get over things that happened a long time ago because
right.
they felt like God let them down. I understand that. I have felt that way. You know, when my marriage broke up, my gosh,
yeah,
I felt like God was just letting me down. It took me a long time to.
God was God.
He was God,
and he was doing what he thought he needed to do for you and her.
That's right, and Tiffany. That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
It was for both of you,
but it was so painful and. I got disappointed in God. I'm like, well, where were you? Why didn't you save that marriage? And he said, you know what? It was a mess.
Yeah.
It got very sideways. I didn't know I was going to talk about it today, but I guess what I'm saying is it happens to all of us.
Oh, we got things that we cannot handle.
We're in the whelming flood.
Yeah.
We're in the high and stormy gale. Our soul is giving way. And he's like, I'm your hope.
Right.
And stay. I am your oath. I am your covenant. I am not causing that tragedy to happen in your life. I don't make bad things happen, but I'm right in the midst of them with you.
Amen.
Because the worst thing happened to him.
Yeah.
They murdered him.
He died. He died for our sins. He died for us who we didn't ask him to.
We desperately needed
him. But he did. And
so don't give up on God, I think is what we're saying.
Oh, no.
Don't give up on God. Let him come in and heal the past for
That's
you.
That's right. And he will. He might not do it just the next day, but you feel for him, and you're going to start feeling better.
That's good.
You're going to be feeling better, and I'm just saying, don't wonder why, because we're telling you why. God's helping you.
He's helping you.
He is right now.
Right now. You're hearing this, people. He's helping you. Even though you feel like he may be a million miles away, he's helping you. Even when I don't feel it, he's working.
But stay with it. Don't leave, because there's no one else out there going to do it.
That's good.
Nobody else can help you like he can.
That's right. Don't give up.
And if you
heal the past.
Yeah, and he doesn't want you to leave.
No.
He wants you to stay with him.
He does.
Because he wants to get you back with him so you can help him.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground
is sinking sand.
We got to let him get in the fields now for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
See you on the field. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a blessing.
Amen.